there's a I suppose a strong Donegal showing in the team, a big representative there. We would have won another fella from Louth, Liam Jackson, who would have played with Louth in the Burn Cup, and we have two lads from Monaghan who would be in our squad, as well as a fella from Mayo. But outside of that, most of the rest are from Donegal. A lot of the lads now would be playing the third year colleges, and they would have played 2 years trench, and this is their third year now playing in colleges football, and we would have a number, I suppose, of first years coming in since we don't have a freshers team in Letterkenny AT. So there's a mix there, I suppose, of age range, but I suppose predominantly it's just Donegal players, and I think that was just having won the trench or the B competition in colleges last year. That was a big motivating factor for the players, and I suppose for us as management was to try and give the footballers at the college a shot at the I suppose what you'd like to say is the big competition in Sigerson, and that was the big motivating factor this year. It's just to try and give the players a shot and an exposure to it, and they've got an exposure to it already through the league and through the Ryan Cup, and it has been a rocky road, but in fairness, the character of them, they've stuck at it, and training has been very, very good, and the commitment has been very, very good from the lads, and there's a really good atmosphere there, and I'm just hoping now, with all the hard work they've done throughout this year, that they can that they can manufacture that now into performance this Sunday, you know.
Mm. You mentioned obviously winning the Trench Cup last year. It was a very successful year. You won the Division 2 league as well, so you've also stepped up in the league, and I suppose going on your results, that was tough going.
It was tough going. I mean, you were playing against, I suppose, Queen's University, Jordanstown and St Mary's, who would have been, I suppose, in recent years past winners of the Axel Sigerson Cup. So we knew it was going to be, a huge, huge challenge for us. But in fairness, the lads were all very, very game. They're all up for the challenge. And I think our performances kind of showed that for large parts of the game. The scoreline probably didn't maybe warrant what I'm trying to say, but as I say, the lads were in the games right up through the second half, and coming strong near the end of some games. We just got caught out at the back with some goals, and we failed to take a few of our chances ourselves, and as a result we came on the losing end of each of the three games. But I still think the lads have covered themselves very, very well, and we covered ourselves okay. And
that was the first time ever up in the Rhine, I think, was it?
I think so, from the college, from my perspective, I think it has been the first time. Mm. All right.
And this is the first time in Sigerson as well, is it?
First time in Sigerson too, yeah.
Yeah. So it's and have you got much time? Have you got much work done with the team?
Yeah, without a doubt. We train every week, and we trained right up until Christmas week. And the lads were afforded a couple of weeks off, obviously, over Christmas, and they had a good Christmas for themselves. But I suppose they're back this week, and they're juggling exams, and we're still getting out for training. But I have never had a problem with any of the lads in the college of IT in the 3 years there to get them out for training. They've been a breath of fresh air getting them out. Their trainings are tend to be short and sharp. I'd like to think they're fairly enjoyable, and as a result, we can continue to get players out on numerous occasions. Probably a couple of the lads that be involved with the county teams, with the under-20s and the seniors, they can sometimes be tied up a little bit, but their commitment to the cause in terms of attendance showing up is also very, very good. So it bodes well. It really is a club out there, and it feels like a club. It doesn't feel like a representative team or even a college team. For when I played in Dublin, it really feels like a tight-knit club, and the lads get on well with each other. And I suppose a lot of that is maybe down to do with the vast majority are from Donegal and know each other, and there tends to be a certain club element to the field of the squad.
Well, you Michael Lynch and Michael Langan, Padraig Mogan, Owen McGettigan, who played last night for Donegal and are in Declan Bonner's squad. Any fear he might come poaching before the weekend?
Could well do. We'll have to chat that one out. But in fairness to Declan, throughout last and even on off the back of last year, and when we went away in our Trench Cup weekend, it was very difficult. It was in between National League fixtures, and it was always very encouraging for the players to go and play their colleges football. He understands the pressures some of them are on with certain colleges, but he's very accommodating to allow them to go away and encourage them to play well for their for their colleges, and I think that helps the fellas. They go away with no burden on their back, and they want to go and enjoy and play their colleges football, and each one of them four have been key and integral parts of it, and Michael has been a huge leader for us all there in the college over the last number of years, you know.
Athlone IT, your opponents, do you know much about them, or have you picked up anything on them?
It's a unique competition, and so far it's very difficult to get any information, I suppose. That all colleges play their leagues prior to Christmas, and there tends to be a big shift in how those teams prepare prior to Christmas and how they line out prior to Christmas to how they line out tend to be in the Sigerson Cup. So we have their squad, and obviously we've a few of their match reports, but whether they line up anyway similar to how they did prior to Christmas, we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, they've a huge spread of counties involved.
Any well known names or any familiar names? Or
yeah, they've a couple of the Westmeath seniors, a couple of Clare seniors there that are involved with them too. As I say, they've a wide spread of counties involved with them, so as I say, they'll be probably picking in the cream of the crop in that. And as I say, sport is really high up pecking order down in Athlone, and you know, it's going to be a huge game. From playing Sigerson myself and from getting the opportunity to play a number of years ago now, the home advantage is absolutely, you know, it's huge. It's huge in any game, obviously, but in Sigerson, where it's a bit of a mixed bag, and it's a hostile atmosphere, home advantage can count for a lot. But we know that too, haven't been afforded it in the past, and we just look forward to getting down and getting the opportunity to play Sigerson. And just my one wish is that the lads, I suppose, hard work and their endeavour and commitment over the last, not only this year, but over the last 2 to 3 years will show now on Sunday. And as I say, if that performance can go out there, then I'll be a happy man as part of it. And as I say, if a result comes off the back of that, well and good, but I just love them to be able to perform off the back of their hard work.